Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A special word of welcome to our visitors and our guests. We're happy that you're here. And if it's your first time at St. Benedict's, we hope you feel at home. It's always great to see new faces. There was a young boy that came from a very modest family who started asking his parents right before his 8th birthday that he wanted $100. So his parents thought, you know, that's a lot of money for a little boy. You know, why does he need $100? But he kept asking for it, and his mother didn't know how to tell him that they didn't have $100 to give him, but the mother said, you know what? If you have a lot of faith, you can pray and ask God, and if you're meant to have $100, you're gonna get it. Faith and prayer, it works. So let me tell you, that little boy, he prayed, but he decided, wait, I can do something even more direct to tell God. I'll write him a letter. So he wrote God a letter, said, Dear God, I'm about to turn 8, and I want $100. Well, the people at the post office thought it was very, very touching and moving. It was a beautiful little letter. And so they sent it to the president in Washington, D.C. And when the president got it, he was moved. And he was so moved that he told his secretary, please send this little boy $5. And so, of course, it was a beautiful, formal letter from the president on the presidential letterhead, you know, presidential seal, everything. It was perfect with a $5 bill. Well, when the little boy got it, he was just thrilled. Imagine to get a letter from the president. Then he decided to send God a follow-up letter. But dear God, I want to thank you so much because I know that you listen to prayer and I thank you for hearing me. But I think there's been a problem. You sent me your gift, your beautiful gift, through Washington, D.C. And my daddy says that there's a place over there called the IRS. And it looks like they turned your $100 gift into $5. Increase our faith. Increase our faith is what the disciples of Jesus are asking in today's gospel. But if you think about it, increase our faith is something that all of us, as women and men of faith, as people of faith, all of us have said that prayer at some point in our lives. The big issue we have with faith is that we really don't know what it is. We think we know. But many people treat faith as if it was some kind of magic wand. You know, you got faith, all your problems go away. Or you got faith and it's like something that comes in a bottle. You take it, the pain's gone. And that's not really what faith is. Increase our faith, they said to Jesus. Faith is a relationship with a living God. Faith is not about some kind of magic formula. Faith is really a relationship of love, of trust, a relationship that leads us to do something. Every relationship requires action. There was a man who had a dream. And in his dream, God began to speak to him And when God began to speak to him in this dream, the man thought, what's going on here? Is that really God? And God says, yes, it's me. Go out to the backyard and you'll see. And out in the backyard, there was a big, big, big rock. Like a boulder, a big old rock. And God said, go to the rock. And the man went to the rock. And God said, push the rock. And the man began to push the rock. I mean, but he pushed it and pushed it and pushed it and pushed it and pushed it more and pushed it day and night. And for days he pushed the rock. He was exhausted. He was sore. His muscles were even growing from pushing the rock. But the rock did not move even this much. It didn't move. So after some more pushing, the man said to God, Lord, I don't really get this. You called me to go out there, and I heard your voice, and I was sure it was you, and, you know, I pushed this rock that you're telling me to push. I don't know why you keep telling me that, to push this rock, because I can't move it. Nothing's happening. And the Lord said to him, well, that's faith. Faith? What do you mean? Yeah. I asked you to push the rock. And you're pushing the rock. I never asked you to move it. You trusted me. You listened to my voice. You went out there and you pushed the rock. Guess what? That's what I wanted you to do. See, and part of our problem with faith is we think if I have a lot of faith and I pray a lot, I'm going to get what I want. And we forget that that's not really faith. That's called getting what you want. When we pray with faith, and we say it every time we say the Lord's Prayer, is we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those are very strong words. Think about it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It never says, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My needs be fulfilled. No, it says, thy will, God's will. See, in the relationship of faith, requires that we trust enough in a good God. And that good God is just asking us to be there to push, to trust that He'll take care of the rest. Throughout our lives, we have been trained to think that somehow if you have this faith, you know, things will go your way. Well, that's not true. Faith is often tested and tried. A few weeks ago, you heard me talk about the great Mother Teresa of Calcutta, remember? And I was telling you that a moment, you know, I would say months maybe or years after her death, a time after her death, and I don't remember exactly what moment in time it was, but sometime after she died, they revealed some letters that she wrote, and she wrote them to her spiritual director. So this is a Roman Catholic sister, a nun, writing to her confessor or her priest that she would speak to about spiritual matters. And in those letters, she revealed that sometimes she felt her faith was tested, that there were great moments of darkness in her, sadness, where she couldn't see the light of God. Oh, you should have seen what happened. A bunch of people, religious and non-religious, a bunch of newspapers, lots of people said, well, we thought she was a saint, and now she lost her faith? What was that all about? Here was this woman who's supposed to be really spiritual, and she's saying that she doesn't know if she believes, she doesn't know if she could see the light of Jesus. How can that be? Wasn't this a woman of great faith? It turns out that it's precisely because she had such faith that she was able to struggle in that relationship of faith, knowing that she was pushing and pushing. And because of the human frustration of not seeing sometimes the results, maybe of her ministry, seeing that poverty was still such a big thing in the world, that injustice was such a big thing, that many of the illnesses she was fighting to come back, they were still around. Many of those things that happen to all of us each day when we become frustrated, she was going through that. When I saw those headlines saying that, you know, Mother Teresa was struggling with this or struggling, I thought, oh, thank God she's part of our human reality. Thank God she's just like me. Because don't you struggle? Don't we all struggle? We all struggle to see the light of God and the presence of God in things. We all struggle to see, is God listening? Is God interested in our situation? That's what faith is. Increase our faith. Increase that relationship we have with the Lord and make it real, please. Make it real. Because a relationship with God is not meant to be some kind of romantic, distant thing, but a very real, down-to-earth situation. And if you think about it, we are being challenged not just to push, because it's not just about whatever we put into it. We're being challenged to take faith a step further, to trust that on the other side of that pushing, God is going to do what needs doing, and that whatever really needs to happen is going to really happen if it is God's will. Are we able to trust? Are we able to put our lives, our vulnerable, fragile lives, are we able to put them in God's hands and really let go and let God, like we say, or like the bumper sticker says, let go and let God? That's the other side of the pushing. Trusting that God can do all this. But you know, one of our biggest struggles with faith is that sometimes we're not really aware. We're not aware of the presence of God. Sometimes we think Jesus is far, far away somewhere. It reminds me of the young woman who was very, very worried about her father. Her father was nearing his death. And he never worshipped or visited church, at least very rarely, on some special occasions, Christmas, Easter, you know, funerals, weddings, every once in a while. But he wasn't really a churchgoer, and his daughter was a very devout Christian, and she thought, what's going to happen to my daddy? She was very concerned. And so one day, she convinced her dad, after a long, long conversation, that the minister from her church would come to visit. And so he finally accepted. Now when the minister from the daughter's church came into the room and greeted the gentleman, he noticed there was a chair next to the bed. And he said, oh, good morning. He said, thank you so much. I can see someone put out this chair for me here. He said, oh no, Reverend, that chair's not for you. Oh no, no, Reverend. Please close the door and I'll explain it to you. So, you know, the minister went, closed the door, came back, says, nobody knows this, not even my daughter, nobody knows. But for years, I once learned from a friend that had a hard time praying that the best thing for his spiritual life was to put an empty chair next to him and talk to Jesus as if he was just a friend. And I've been doing that now every day for several years. Sometimes I talk to Jesus for an hour, 2 hours. So that's the Lord's chair. See, it's really hard to tell sometimes where any of us are spiritually. Only God knows that. But it's good to know that Jesus is never far away. The Lord is never far away. He can be as close as that chair right next to you. The Lord is ever present. We know that through the gift of faith. But see, real faith is energized and increased. Increase our faith. When we do everything we can to grow in our awareness of that presence and to talk to God in that very real way, as we talk to a friend, a loved one, a spouse, a relative. When we can talk to God that way, then our faith is that relationship. I'm sure for Jesus it was interesting, because of course, as he went around speaking and he's preached the kingdom and said all these things, the people around him were all kind of like wondering about this faith thing. You know, how do I get this? Imagine the disciples, you know, left everything. They dropped their nets. They left their homes. You would figure they had plenty of faith, right? You don't just leave your house, your job, and everything for God if you don't have faith, right? You figure they had lots of it. But why are they saying increase our faith? They're saying it because they knew they could still do more. They knew they could still grow more. You know, some of us, we've been going to church all our life. Some of us have been going, you know, regularly, listening to the Word of God, receiving the Eucharist, the sacraments, and we have a life of great devotion and prayer. A lot of us say, oh, I'm a cradle Episcopalian, Father, I'm a cradle Anglican, I've been here all my life, or I came from this church or that church or the other church, or I came from no church. But I'm here because you know what? God's calling me, and we recognize that. What we don't realize is that true faith is a constant journey, a constant struggle, a struggle that never ends. And I say that to you not to discourage you. I say that to you because if you feel you're pushing and pushing and you're sore and you're tired and you don't see the result, remember, God didn't call you to see the other side. God called you to push. If you feel sore from pushing, welcome to the club. Keep pushing. I told you the story before, but I'm going to tell you again. Remember? He was that young guy. He decided he wanted to be a monk. Oh, he got there to the monastery, and all the monks prayed so well, but he could never pray. All this young guy could think about was the sports car he left behind, the girlfriend he left behind, the nice corner office that they had promised him in his big corporation he worked for. He was thinking about all those things, his friends who were partying, and he was locked up in the monastery. And that went on and on in his head forever. And one day he said, this is it, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to wait till all these monks get out of here. And that one monk in the corner that prays so well, that one that's so concentrated in prayer, meditating so deeply, he's going to answer my question. And so all the monks left to the refectory, and this one little old monk was in the corner. And so the young monk decided to go up to him and said, brother, brother, how long have you been here? The old monk turned and looked at the young man and said, I've been here about 60 years, since I got here more or less at your age. So, oh, brother, you got to help me, got to help me. He said, what's wrong? He says, oh, these thoughts, you know, I'm trying to pray. I watch you. You're always praying. You're meditating. I'm thinking about, what are you thinking about, young man? He says, I'm thinking about the girlfriend I left behind. I'm thinking about the sports car. I'm thinking about the position at the corporate. I'm thinking about my friend's party. He says, son, I've been here 60 years and I'm still thinking about the same thing. He said, are you struggling to pray? And the young man said, yes, I'm struggling. He says, well, who told you that God is not in the struggle? Who told you God is not in the struggle? God's in the struggle. Perhaps that's why the disciples of Jesus said, increase our faith. This is too much for us. We can't handle it. But if you increase our faith, maybe we'll be able to handle it. And Jesus told them, just keep pushing. You like how that gospel ends? At the end, what? We're just useless servants. We only did what? What we were called to do. Jesus never told you that you were going to move the rock. Jesus simply said, you keep pushing. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.